Okay, we are on page 2, bottom of 250. We started with the Rama of Hoda Mevarchin, the bottom there. Moving to 251. Unfortunately, we did not record till we got to Ches. So we basically missed the Rama till the end of Sif Aleph on 251 and Vav and Zion. So my apologies for that. Okay, Ches. So Oshochel Garini Ratzom Gam Kosholchen Kolim Shemas Lishtos. You eat them before you start drinking. Right? So again, it's there to sweeten it. Again, I don't know that that's our practice. Even, you know, even the people who used to have the sugar cubes, right? They put the sugar cubes in their mouth in order for the tea or the coffee to get sweetened as it goes in. That practice has pretty much become extinct for the younger generation. If you want sugar in your coffee or tea, you put it right in your coffee or tea. No sugar cube business. Okay, Tess. Al ha'ochel t'chila, al pishu tafel shtia. So then you'd make the bracha on the food first, even though it's tafel. To bishlema kishim mevarach al ha'ikr t'chila, if you make the bracha on the ikr, mimele ha'tafel b'chlal ma'ashe'en kein, kish ochel tafel mikom. But if that's only if you're eating the tafel afterwards, so that bracha covers both. But if you're eating the tafel first, you're basically eating without a bracha. To say that lemafreya, right, lemafreya, that's going to cover your food we ate before, kfar hayanena blo bracha, and as it turns out, you are now eating without a bracha. Sorry. Okay, so yud, but the bracha that you make on the tafel is a shahakol. Ratzam mitkiven dal kol ponim achilasa hu letafel ledavar acher. Right, since you're only eating it as a tuffle, hivsid berchasa haruyla mavar shahakol kdeishal yena b'li bracha. So it's not, doesn't take its regular bracha because it's not used as a regular food. It's meant to service a different food, and therefore, but you have to, you're having hanah from it, so therefore you make a shahakol. V'nei ramah sasam azev v'lehizkar shum chilek. It doesn't bring anybody who argues. Demari b'chol gavne, or any case that's different. Avla magam v'mcholak b'zeh. Only if you drink drinks that are shahakol. Right? So if you're talking about a shahakol drink, and you'd make a shahakol on the drink, but you're having this food first, so you have to make a bracha on that food first. And therefore he says the shahakol is not every case. It's only when the ikker is a shahakol. So then the tafel can't be more chashiv than the ikker, and therefore the tafel goes down to a shahakol as well. When you eat it beforehand, because shibirchas a ikker hu davar acher, you go and show se yayin. But if the ikker is wine, let's say, and he says, Eim mevarach al hamaychol shemikodim shahakol, rak berchas aroyelo, then you make its regular bracha. We saw this before. It is best to avoid that issue totally. Do not eat the ikker before the tafel before the ikker, because there is a shaila. Because again, regardless of what the Maggid says, the Rama disagrees. Rama says you always make a shackle. So now you're sitting with a bidyevet situation. So you'd have to find, if you want to make a lechadchila, you'd have to find additional foods to make a shackle and the appropriate bracha. And otherwise, it's better just not to get involved in that case. Now, let's go to Chaf Gimel in the Shaar Tzion. Right? So he says, V'hu adin, right? This is the case that if you drink, it was not a shahakol you drink, but you're going to drink wine. So what do you do with your tafel? So then he says, you make whatever bracha you need to make on it. V'hu adin, you want to eat radishes and horseradish. Right, but they're very sharp, and therefore you eat a little bit of bread first. If you eat the bread afterwards, after you eat the horseradish, so it's covered by the bracha on the horseradish. The nivta brich that's known, or the radish. Right, but if you eat the bread beforehand so that the radish doesn't have such a chilling effect, right, so you're stuck in a situation where you have a machlokas here, and that's why he says when you have a machlokas on the bracha, it is best to avoid it or make sure you get coverage from somewhere else. Now, the problem here is getting coverage for hamotzi is a little tricky. You know, it's one thing if it's a Bari Priya Guffin case, you know, and a, you know, a Shehakal or whatever, Bari Priya Dhamma that's at stake there, right? So then you question whether you make an Adhamma or a Shehakal. But if you have the Shilas, whether you make a Shehakal or a Hamotzi, right, that's not easily rectified because you'd really have to wash on something else, right? You'd have to make Hamotzi on some bread, and then you wouldn't worry about anything else. And so therefore he says one should try to avoid this whole situation. Okay, Yerav, Hov hu tafel davar acher. Right, if it's tafel to something else, it gets dropped in its bracha. Vima tafel chavel. Now let's say he likes the tafel. V'varachalav berchasa haroilo. So if he actually likes it, but he happens to be eating it now because it helps him out with whatever other food he's eating, then you'd make the regular bracha. Right? So if you're eating, in the case we had before, if you're eating, you know, the radish and you want to eat the olive up front to sweeten it, then you'd make, and you really like olives also, right? But your real main reason you're doing it is because of the radish, then you go ahead and make the bracha first. On the Eureka, right? Since you like the radish also, you'd make a regular Bari Priya Dhamma on the olive, right? Even though you're eating it to soften the radish. Okay, let's go to the Bir Halacha. Right, so he said, "Machlokas Magen Raman Rama." I am a Magen Rama Shehisbert Tama or Zarua because of Aval Betrumas Hadesh and Haven the or Zarua Myri. Vine Etzem Tam Hadavim before Ber Dark Moshe Lashon. This is what the Rama writes. His Sefer Dark Moshe. Me Achashu Tofel LeDavar Acher. Vine Iker Hana Meosa Davar. Right, since it's secondary and your Iker Hana is not from the Tofel. To make the regular bracha, there's a rule you're not supposed to have any hana from this world, so you're getting minimum hana, and even minimum hana, right? The only thing you don't make a bracha on is water, right? But anything that's got any flavor, any taste, whether it provides a lot of pleasure or not, right? You make the bracha. You have to make a bracha. So if you make a shakal, so you're yotze. If it's some sort of a mixture that healthy people don't eat, so again, even though it may have, you know, made out of, you know, fruits or vegetables, but it's not, they're not, you're only eating it for refuah, so you make a shahakal. It's a refuah food. Right, since it's a food, you are getting some hana from it. You don't want the tafel. If you just want the yikr to harm you. Right, so therefore it's very similar to that case of the medicine that would have taken an adama. Right, and therefore the Rama would be consistent with that. He says, meaning the healthy people don't eat that stuff at all, whatever the, you know, the thing that precedes the medicine. So it loses bracha because it's not. I mean, but here the case, maybe you eat it sometimes by itself, but here it's not being eaten like bread. So you're going to eat bread not just as a, you know, as a tuffle to your herring, right? But in a case where your dafka, the herring is coming down and hard and, you know, burning, and you need to eat some bread, so fine. But bread inherently, you are more often than not going to be nene from it, right? And therefore, it's not the same as the medicinal case where no one ever eats the, you know, the food product. So, v'al kapon yirlan yis da'it l'fim ha'ashe skimu shomra v'posim din zed loike ra'ah. From the Avshu Amar the Refua Miskavan the Refua, you talk upon Nenem Ivarachal Berchasa Ruilo. That if the Refua case, we still tell you to make the proper bracha. The Kol Shkem Binyan Enu Dloy Garmizeh. The Avshin Kavanas Lechal Hatafel Beatzmo Ivarachal Berchasa Ruilo. Right. So he says even though you don't have the proper kavana to eat it by itself, right? You have no intention of eating it by itself. You still make the proper bracha. So even though in the Mishnah Berurah he comes out that it's best to avoid the whole Shaila, right? Nonetheless, Mishnah Berurah seems to conclude that you'd make the appropriate bracha on the food item and not make a shahakal. Like I said, I don't know that we have too many cases today of Ikar Tefel where you need something to, you know, help the food go down or soften the blow in your mouth. Okay, let's go to Beis. Merkacha shemenichin al rikikin dakim. Right, so you put some jelly on some crackers. Osim rikikin havitfil merkacha. So those are tefel to the crackers, to the jelly. Right, you need something to hold them up, right? But that's not the ikker. Okay, so we'll see, you know, a lot more detail about that. So,
wait, what's not the ikker? The cracker with a jelly?
Right. So he's saying in these cases, the cracker is a very plain, tasteless cracker. Right, so it's just holding up the jelly. You might eat it. It's similar to the non-sugar ice cream cones. Right, so halach is a non-sugar.
What about bread then? I mean, I put jelly on the bread because I like the jelly.
No, but you
so
also
does that
you
mean all, I don't want.
Okay, so let's go with Mishnah Berurah and some of the other cases, right? Okay, so he says in this case it's tefel to the right. It's tefel to the jelly. Okay. And Yud Gimel, Lechol, right, Lechem. Right, he's not trying to eat the bread. If you're only eating it so you don't get your hands dirty, right, so then we can say that the cracker, or even the bread for that matter, is not doesn't warrant a bracha. Now, that just creates the questions. Okay, let's see the rest of this, and we'll go back. Our crackers, they taste good. They have flavor themselves. Right? So let's say you're at a wedding, right? Maybe you have this at home, but you're at a wedding, and they have chopped liver, and they have the Ritz crackers, right? So the Ritz crackers are very flavorful. Right, so you want the liver, you like the Ritz cracker also, so you make a bracha on both. Now again, we'll come back to this in a second. Right, we had a long discussion back then. Right, you know, what exactly is the jelly really an ikker? Right, meaning if you're only eating using the bread or the crackers, you don't want to get your hands dirty. See, one of the things that has changed is that people don't necessarily eat a cracker. You know, like my kids will go take a spoon and take a spoonful of peanut butter. They don't need the cracker to hold it anymore, right? We have, you know, many implements that you don't need to get your hands dirty, and you can eat the food plain. More likely than not, if you're eating the food together with other food, right, that you either want both or part of it is, part of it's going to be tefel. Right, and
same thing with the ice cream you get in the cone.
Right, so the ice, okay, so that's true, and therefore most people, if the option comes, you know, again, unless they are, you know, one of the things with ice cream is you want to be able to eat it without using both hands, so if you get a non-sugar cone versus a bowl, that's just as a holder, meaning it's not because that the non-sugar cone, right? There are a lot of people like sugar cones, and therefore the sugar cone would be a separate mizonos item. But, you know, and then when it comes to all these things, let's go back to the crackers and the chopped liver case. So, again, it's hard to say that anybody's taking the cracker because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get their hands dirty, right? You go to any place that serves the liver, you can take a plate, you can take a fork, you can put it on your plate, you don't need the cracker. People like the combo, the cracker and the liver. So the question is, does the liver take its own bracha? And the same with, you know, eat peanut butter also. So I don't want to put it on I don't want to just eat it from a spoon. I like to have it on a cracker, right? So in that case also, is the peanut butter tefel? So, you know, again, you have to know what your situation is. This is, let's say, the case of the sushi case or the sashimi, Right, so sashimi is the clump of rice with a piece of fish on top of it. That would require two separate brachas. It's not there because, you know, you need the rice to hold up the fish. It's two separate things that you're laying them on top of each other. So if the liver or the tuna fish or whatever, right, is very chashiv, and that's like the main thing, but the cracker's also good. So it's hard to call either of them an ikar and a tuffel. You need to make separate brachas on them, and preferably before you put the liver on your cracker, you make a bracha on the cracker, mizonos, you make a bracha on liver shakel, and then you can put it on top of your cracker to avoid shilas. You know,
you're saying by the ice cream and the cone, or a plain cone, most people won't eat that plain cone.
No, they right. If you have a plain cone, you know, whatever ice cream seeps into it at the top, they'll maybe eat that, and then the rest, you know, they may eat it just because you don't have a garbage can. But it's not because, or the ice cream is run all the way down there, so they're, you know, eating the ice cream, you know, that's flavored the cone, but the cone itself is not very tasty. It's like eating, it's almost like eating cardboard, you know. And so let's say, so here he brings down an example, let's say the crembo, right, for all those who have had crembos recently. So what's a crembo? Crembo is a piece of cookie on the bottom with some cream on top. But it's a big piece. You're not eating the whole crumb. I mean, some people do. You put a whole crumb in their mouth at one time, right? So, but that's like an ice cream cone. So you're supposed to make a bracha on the... Now, again, you don't make a necessary bracha on the cone separately because, you know, you don't want to destroy your cone. But on the crumb, you can go ahead and make a bracha on the cookie on the bottom because you want that and you want the cream on top. That's how, right, some poskim say, right, according to the Orlet Sion. So that's... Ben Tzion Abishol, so he says you make a shahakel. Even though, right, he says you're going to eat the cookie part at the end, right, he says that that's not the ikar of the crembo, the cookie. Okay, so again, everybody's got their own, right, you know, if the cookie is only there to hold up the cream and you really don't want the cookie, you don't care about the cookie, but if you, like, are happy to have the cookie, right, and you savor it to eat at the end, so then it would take a bracha. So with all these cases, you have to know what your needs are, and in some cases, it's just much easier to go ahead and to make brachas on other things, or at least brachas before you combine them together, right, make separate brachas on the food products, so that when they're combined, you don't have to worry, is this a nicker, is this a tuffel, right, so you can go ahead and, you know, do it properly. Okay.
Anything with cheesecake?
No, so cheesecake is
a
regular cheesecake, right? So, so there you're talking about the dough on the bottom. So what is that dough? Is the dough there just to hold it up? Is the dough there to give it flavor? So if it's a graham cracker crust. So that's chashev. So the cheesecake might be tuffel to it. Might not be, right? But the mizonos always wins if it's if it's considered a mixture. So they always say if it's a very thin crust, maybe you have to make two brachas. If it's a slightly thicker crust or a tasty crust, so then it's bottled to the crust. Now, like any pie, right? Let's say you have an apple pie. So you got a lot of apples in the middle, but ultimately it's a mizonos because it's considered, again, it's considered tuffel. So again, these cases, some of them are very tricky, right? And, you know, what's ikker, what's tuffel, what's, we mentioned, the case with putting croutons on your salad or croutons in your soup. It's hard to say that dictates the whole product because you put croutons in there, that now makes it a mizonos product, right? But you can't ignore the fact that it's a mizonos product. So the same with the cheesecake. Right, that's why they always have those issues around Shavuos time. Right, people come home, they make kiddush, they have some cheesecake. Right, you got to make sure that if you're going to make an ala milchi or kiddush malkum suda, they have a significant amount of the cheese of the cake part, which most of them don't, and most of them is just a thin layer and a lot of cheesecake stuff, and therefore it doesn't count for your, kiddush malkum suda, doesn't count for an ala milchi. Right, but if it has some flavor, the mizonos will require a separate bracha. And the cheesecake, if it's significant cheesecake above the crust, you know, the crust is very de minimis, that also requires separate bracha. So, again, just have to be wary of what you're eating. And, you know, fortunately for a lot of people, they repeat their food. So, you know, not often is it a one-and-done Shiloh. It's a Shiloh that's going to recur. So, okay, the first time you're not sure what to do, always, again, pull out the chocolate chip, pull out the, you know, the raisin for your eights, pull out the cornflake for your adama, pull out whatever you need to, right? And, you know, then you have some time to look it up after you have your original coverage. Okay, we'll stop here. Dove, you on vacation tomorrow?
I am coming at 12.
12. Okay. Anybody want to do Mishabura at 12 tomorrow?
Doesn't matter. We can try.
Okay. Lorenzen, 12 o'clock?
It's fine.
Okay. Dovey, 12 o'clock will work?
Can we do like a drop
FSO?
Okay.
Like 12:05. Okay,
12:05.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting Lorenzen nervous over there. Okay, 12:05 it is.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Very good. We will see you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. We'll go back and do Vav and Zion that we skipped. Okay, Vav, back on 251. Sholchem b'yach, v'im ochel pas kisim gavina. If you eat, again, some cookie with cheese on it, oshar dar v'laf, or something else to accompany it, avshim gamkin chaviv malav, even though it's chaviv, who toiv lechol osom, and he likes them, mikom makam avarach rachal kisim levad. Right, the mistavshu ikar etzel. So again, when it comes to cake, and that sort of stuff, it's hard to say that the cheese is the ikker and, you know, you don't want the cake at all, right? The cake's going to be the ikker. V'ud d'mechol davar kish ochli min acher l'lafes bo, right? Anything else you eat, right? Right, with something accompanying it. D'mash ochel l'lafes nechshav rak ha'tafel, right? Whatever you're eating with it is a tafel. Right, we had a discussion about the cucumber or the pickles that people eat with Yerushalmi kugel. Right, so we saw as a machlokas, Rabbi Yashiv, who held that if you eat it with the kugel, it's tafel. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said that mistama, it's not tafel because people eat it plain. Right, so at the end of the day, right, you know, one's in Yerushalayim, one's in Bnei Brak, but it depends how you eat these things. So with all these foods, you have to know what you're trying to accomplish with what you're eating. So again, we go back to the sushi case. Which is, you know, you want to say that you really, the rice is there to, that the, you know, it's not the ikker, even though it's the majority, right? And the fish is the main thing, and therefore it should be a shahakal and cover the rice. It's hard to say that you don't want the rice, right? It's just more like a mixture, and the mixture is mostly rice. So again, as we said before, the ikker tuffle thing could create all sorts of issues, right, and therefore be prepared. And then he says, "Zayin ha'ikar tchila ve'achar ha'tafel k'delamatik as ha'ikar." Right, so if you eat the ikar first, and therefore the tafel, which is there to sweeten it after the fact. When ochal tchila, it's not. You ate a radish, made a bar piadama. Ve'achar zayis lahalfik chavish, and then you eat an olive to soften up the blow of the radish, so you don't make a separate brach on the radish. Uchayi gavner shar tafel, because it's covered. Chanal b'sif olive. Okay. That's it for today.